Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 46. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, my brothers?
Saturday morning feel still.
Ooh, that is no lie.
Yeah.
We're hyper.
Keeping it creepy.
We've done a few Sundays, but this is the first Saturday.
It really is.
It? Okay. Yeah. First morning, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when we've done Sundays, we've done them late afternoons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've told you, I have tried to wrangle you guys into Saturday morning feels. And now I've decided it's a horrible idea.
You would never get anything. We'll never,
when we're retired, we can do this.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's been fun.
It is fun.
This is our second mini. We're
having our giggles.
Out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Getting our gigglies out.
Yeah, I think I smell the spirit.
Not our Guglielma.
Yeah. Sammy.
Uh-oh.
I thought he'd take the weekends off.
But no.
Apparently he does not.
Oh, he's taking it off.
Hey, and out.
And dropping it down.
Slowly.
So, Creepies, thanks for joining us once again for a mini, number 46, and we are excited to bring this to you.
What?
I'm going to let my partner in crime, Sean, tell us.
That's me.
What are we talking about?
This is going to be my pick, so I'm going to give myself credit. I got to try to remember to do that. This is on Hy, with an S, an island. It's referred to as the Irish Atlantis, right?
But is it?
I don't know. Is it? Do you want to try to go find it?
Is it an island?
It is a disappearing island, so it's sometimes an island and sometimes not.
Now you see me, now you don't.
Is that what now you guys had never heard of this, right?
I had not.
No,
This comes up, you know, when we were looking at Atlanta stuff and all this. I don't know. I think I ran across it in deep holes that I've fallen down into. But I had heard of this probably within the last maybe 5 years or so. But it's not something I've looked into real deeply. So I think it's interesting. So I think our listeners are going to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lay a little foundation. So hi, Brazil. It's a mythical island.
Hi.
Hi, Brazil. Hi. You're have to say hi, right? It's also known... Okay, so Brazil, also known as Hi, Brazil. Hi. And several other variants, is a phantom island said to lie in the Atlantic Ocean, west of Ireland. Irish myths described it as cloaked in mist except for one day every 7 years. So that's kind of disappointing. You got to wait for it, right?
I know.
Wait for it. When it becomes visible, it can still not be reached. So what the heck? You know, like it is, I guess it's mythical, right? There's all kind of ways to say it. I'm not going to do those because, oh my gosh, that'll take the entire time.
Are you saying mystical with a lisp? No, I'm just kidding.
Mythical.
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 The etiology or whatever,
etymology,
is unknown. The Irish tradition is thought to come from the Irish Yule Brazal, meaning descendants of Brazail, one of the ancient clans of the northeastern Ireland. See, why can't I say Ireland? Old Irish. So it means beauty, great, worth, or mighty. That is what Brazil means.
Ooh.
Brazil.
Okay.
I have this little tidbit.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Says the most distinctive geographical feature of Hy, Brazil is that it appears on maps as a perfect circle with a semicircular channel through the center.
Yeah.
The central image on the Brazilian flag, a circle with a channel across the center, was the symbol of Hy, Brazil in the early maps.
Yes. And now here's the weird thing is that, because there's all weirdness around here, and I know we're not going to be able to
get to it. Everything's weird about it.
Well, right.
here's the weird
thing. How can
it
get any weirder?
Weird tidbit.
How can it get any weirder? It has been on maps since the 9th century through the 1800s.
Yeah, it says 1873 was the last
The last map.
Yeah.
And then they say if you Google Earth it, you can see that underneath the ocean is a landmass that would look like what this island is supposed to be. So, but other people say, no, you can't see it on this plane of existence. It is an interdimensional or etheric type, you know, spiritual place.
Right.
So that's why it's supposed to be like Atlantis or the Garden of Eden or what. I mean, there's all kind of different theories, right? Mm-hmm. And people actually do try to find this island. Some have said that they have found it. But it's like, okay, if you can't find it on this earth... Are you like there must be some Uber like meditation to get you there? But so I think that's interesting that it showed up. But they say that those here's the thing. If you're making maps, you're supposed to make maps based on what you found or what you're, you know, and the maps were pretty astute, you know, the way that they made them without being able to see anything from the air, right? For centuries. So if they were including this on there, did they really just say, well, there's a mythological island, so we'll go ahead and include it? That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
No, because they used to navigate the waters.
Right.
And so if it's not, put something there that isn't there?
Well, they could have put a little asterisk and said, this island only occurs one day every seven years, but it's there.
Yeah, this says IrishCentral.com. Yeah, it says imagination merges with reality where the island of High Brasil is remembered in both travelers' records and ancient Irish legends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a weird thing. You would think that, I mean, I would think travelers, skilled,
Cryptographers.
Yeah,
that's it.
I couldn't. Yeah,
map makers.
I don't think they.
I didn't look at the word.
I just, the guys that make the maps.
Yeah,
I think
that's it.
You would think they would take it a little more serious, or not just guess, or just add something like you said, instead to just throw it on there and.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it might
be there. It might not be.
I said some of the maps
they really relied on.
Yeah, they're crude looking, but they're still pretty accurate. You know, they were able to truly map things out. So that's what doesn't add up to me. You know, why was it on there all those years? Now, by all accounts, it's not there right now. You know, if you sail through that general area, it's not there. But they say, like I said, the weirdest thing is that it is not visible. It's misted. You know. There, it's foggy, and even if you try to get to it, you can't get to it. So it's just kind of like
there is a story.
It's like the kid, you know, the carrot for the horse. You just can't have it. You know,
there's a story of a crew that got there
of a man named Brady. I would like you to share that, please do.
One of the most famous visits to High Brasil was in 1674 by Captain John Nisbet of Killybegs Company, Donegal, Ireland.
That sounds made up, doesn't it?
He and his crew were in familiar waters west of Ireland when a fog came up. As the fog lifted, the ship was dangerously close to rocks. While getting their bearings, the ship anchored in 3 fathoms of water, and 4 crew members rowed ashore to visit High Brasil. They spent a day on the island and returned with silver and gold that was given to them by an old man who lived there.
Mm-hmm. So that makes me think, I just wrote this down over here too, like seriously, finding these places that nobody else finds, you know, it is, you know, very, very rare, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, and you want to believe that people say, hey, this happened to me, you know, do you want to make a name for yourself? Marco Polo, I know we all play the game in the pool, right?
Marco Polo.
But the actual Marco Polo. He hasn't, sometimes he is a historical figure that we take for granted because he's actually very interesting. He led an interesting life. Comes from an interesting background and all this kind of stuff. But there's documented stories from him that he found Shangri-La or, you know, the Garden of Eden or whatever, you know, the mythical land of, you know, perfection, utopia. And I think that's an interesting thing when you just have somebody that like, oh yeah, I found that, you know, no big deal. But, so that makes me think of that, you know, when nobody else can reach it, or you have to have some kind of a secret knowledge, or you have to have, it's like an honor to be able to find these kind of things. So, what I'm trying to say is that we should be able to do that pretty easily then. They'll be like, oh, the 3 guys from Middle-Aged Creep, come on. Yeah, you can be on this island.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have to be, it's a quick visit, 24 hours, and then you disappear. Where do you go when you disappear?
Yeah.
What void? Probably you go somewhere through the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, man.
The interesting thing, it links up to an incident, and some people may not be familiar with this, some people may not, but it's very famous in English history, and some people think it's a bunch of bunk, but it is Rendlesham Forest Incident, and it was a series of reported sightings of unexplained lights near Rendlesham Forest in Suffolk, England, in late December 1980, which became linked with claims of UFO landings. The events occurred just outside of the RAF Woodbridge, which was used at the time for the United States Air Force Base. Personnel, including Deputy Base Commander Lieutenant Colonel Charles I. Holt, and he claimed to see things that were described as UFO sightings. The occurrences, the most famous claimed UFO events that have happened in the United Kingdom and is among the best known UFO events worldwide, and has been compared to the Roswell UFO incident of England.
Mm-hmm.
It is Britain's Roswell, which is interesting because these guys, after like they touched the craft that they saw, and for they started seeing these messages they couldn't understand, like interdimensional messages. And why this links up to this island, the High Brazil, is they started seeing what, you know, the symbols you're talking about. They started seeing those like symbols and written out inscriptions or language or whatever from that ancient land. Call it Atlantis, call it Utopia, call it Garden of Eden, whatever. But it's like they started realizing, somebody saw what the things they were describing, like, well, that's from High Brazil, you know? So it's kind of, it's wild, you know? And they have, but they tried and tried to tell people like what they were seeing, what they're experiencing. They're like, these guys are nuts, or they're just making it up. But when you, like, these guys, by all accounts, would have had no idea what the heck High Brazil was or any of these symbols. And for them to make that up is pretty astounding. You know,
Be there's got to be something there. Something
that right. There's something
directed them to.
It is a thing that makes you go,
What about the old man that lived there? Who is he?
The old man in the sea.
What is he doing with his hands?
He doesn't know what to do with his hands.
He's like, I don't.
He's on a disappearing island.
When those crew members went there, that he gave them silver and gold to return with.
Right.
It's like, okay, who is this guy?
Let me read this from the Ancient Origins website, spurring off of what you said, Nate, about, what was his name, John Nisbet. This says, so they claim to have met a wise old man, okay, who provided them gold and silver, like you said. Strangely, the captain said the island was inhabited by large black rabbits and a mysterious magician who lived in a large stone castle by himself. A follow-up expedition was led by Captain Alexander Johnson, who also claimed to have found High Brazil, confirming Nisbet's findings. In the following years, High Brazil would retreat into anonymity. As attempts to find it failed again, map makers started leaving it off nautical charts. When it was last observed on a map in 1865, it was simply noted as Brazil Rock. The last documented sighting of High Brazil was made in 1872 by Robert O'Flaherty and T.J. Westrop. Westrop claimed to have visited the island on three previous occasions and was so captivated by it that he brought his family with him to see it in person. There, they all witnessed it appear out of nowhere, only to see it vanish again right before their eyes.
I think it's wild.
This is a really... It is. It's crazy.
It's like, creepy.
There's so many...
Is it Merlin?
It's magical. It's mythical.
Ooh, is it? Yeah.
Merlin's another... Yeah. They all that stuff links up to it. Or, truly.
Yeah. You know, and when I wondered, you know, how like all these different paranormal things, these are on the, like a, if you look at the map and they're all kind of in a line, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you drew a, like, you're like, okay, you see Salem, you know what I'm saying? Just
right.
For example.
Yes. Yeah, I understand. Like,
lay a map out flat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And kind of everything leads to this and this, and, you know, kind of lead to each other. They're all in that same line of, what am I trying to say? Longitude. I wonder if it has something, some correlation with kind of like the Bermuda Triangle, stuff like that, you know, or whatever, other places, locations with paranormal activity, you know.
They link up, like
lines. They link, yeah, and basically line up with each other.
And I'm pretty sure in looking at all this.
Because there's a lot of things that a lot of places do
part
in
of that,
this type of,
It links to Stonehenge, you know it does.
Yeah, exactly. Right? It'd be like if you drew a line, you're like, oh my gosh, look, Stonehenge lines up with High Brazil. And, oh, and then this lines up
it
with
was
this.
It's the vacation island for the people that built Stonehenge. That's how they come in and out. That's how they got the materials.
Kind of come
and
go.
Right? And, it took them a long time.
We're here. We're not. Are we really? No.
They've seen them on different maps. There's one from 1375 on the Catalina Atlas.
I saw that.
It was two separated islands existing as one under the name of Ilha de Brazil.
Yeah.
And then it was also on a 1436 map, Sola de Brazil. And then 1595, it appeared again in the Ortelius map of Europe. It's been... on maps.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
They had to have seen something there.
I don't understand.
Something there that's
right. I don't understand why it'd be like, everybody knows that we're just putting this on there for fun, you know, but are they? Like, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make logical sense to me.
We would do it nowadays, but
yeah, right.
I don't think back then that was really their thought process to
no.
Hey, yes.
I mean, they're still, you know, like, is the world flat? Is it round? Is it, you know, they're all that. But the people on the maps, the makers, they were still trying to, like, okay, this is here. We know this, you know. And then once it's like, this is a globe here. So those, you know, those stair-stepping through knowledge, I don't think that they're going to be like, well, let's put a little myth in there, you know, a little folklore. It's no big deal. Yeah. Because it says, in Celtic folklore, there are numerous tales about the island of High Brazil. Brazil. It is supposedly home to a sophisticated culture who had gold-roofed, dome-shaped buildings. According to these stories, the island remains hidden most of the time. It is either invisible, obscured by heavy fog, or descends beneath the ocean. So say the stories, show itself once every 7 years, but only for one day. If you think this legend sounds slightly familiar, try replacing Irish island with Scottish village and 7 years with 100 years, and you have the plot of Lerner and Lau musical Brigadoon, which I'm not familiar with. So, but it's like, I don't know. So it's connected deeply into not just Irish culture, but also sounds like Scottish, English. So it'd be interesting to, like, you know how we grew up with different myths and talking about different haunted places, and, you know, it's just kind of commonplace for us. So it'd be interesting. I know we have people from England that listen and all over the United Kingdom.
England.
Right. All of them. Yeah. Ireland, Scotland. England, Ireland, all of it. Wales. So we want to make sure that you guys get a shout out, obviously. But we also would love to know what people over there are like. Oh, yeah, this is. Like, to them, it may not be a big deal. Like, yeah, it's just part of what we talk. It's a ghost story that we talk about, you know.
Exactly. There's a lady that is a loyal listener. She is a mutual friend of ours with Micah Campbell. Mm-hmm. She's an author. Her name's Nick, N-I-C, Winterbrooks. She lives in Ireland. I have to ask her about that. Yeah, I'll have to ask and see if she knows anything more about
this. Are we going there?
Yes.
Oh, heck
put
yeah.
Put on the list seven
Again,
years
it's
from
a quick
now.
Trip.
Yeah, it might
it's a quick
take
trip.
A while.
2027. You
Nate,
gotta,
Nate, there it is. Nate, no.
We don't.
No, there it is. No,
we don't
we
know
need the
when in 20. Exactly. Well, the hovercraft.
Yeah, I'd rather not sail out there because then I'm like, oh, great.
Well, you're going to spend all year because you don't know exactly when.
Or 2 days
when,
early.
Right? We don't know.
You know 2 days early.
You have to have your eyes open all 365, right? There. Okay, so this is, I have to bring this.
Take shifts.
You guys,
I'm going to take some nap time.
This is going to take us down a little bit of a slightly, it's not going to be as good as Hedgehogs, I'm sure, but it is going to be a little bit of a Monty
it's a legend
Python
of itself.
Expedition. Okay, so an explorer named John Jay Jr. set out from Bristol, England in 1480 to locate the mysterious island. He sailed around the Irish coast for more than 2 months, but never found the island. Next year, another expedition set off in search. They were also unsuccessful. And then referenced by a Spanish diplomat in 1497, however, made a comment about the men from Bristol who found Brazil. Could it be that one of the earlier expeditions actually did find the disappearing island? And it says there are, for whatever reason, High Brazil is supposed to be inhabited by large black rabbits. Did you guys run across that at all?
Yes. He mentioned it.
I just said that.
Oh, did you say that? Dang it. I'm over here. It's Saturday morning. But oh,
I thought I was like, wait a minute.
I was waiting on that one, too. That's why I totally ignored yours. So
you got ignored.
So as, I'm sorry. I knew it would happen again.
Kinda like my
it
kids
happens
at home.
Every, I'm just kidding. It happens right. One day every 7 years. I will totally ignore you.
Once every seven episodes, I think we've all done that to each other.
I thought I was sitting on that little gem.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Sean, that's all, you know, hey.
What else did, here, what did Nate say? Because
it's Saturday morning. We're out of our typical
I told Jenna when I left, I go, I don't know that I'm up for this. She's like, you'll be fine. Drink a bang.
Here's a little, just a little, no, you're right.
Black rabbits.
No, it's no big deal. Large black rabbits. You were just confirming it.
I can neither confirm nor deny, but I will confirm.
This says, it says there are many myths shrouding this fantasy island. Some say Brazil is the home of the gods of Irish folklore. Others say it is a utopian advanced civilization run by monks and priests.
Yes.
Yep. Who possess ancient knowledge and they live in paradise.
That's cool.
Huh. I like that. That sounds good.
This is, we're talking about that alien connection. Remember the famous alien encounter that was said to have taken place in England's Rendlesham Forest. One of the people involved.
What did we say that was 1980?
You said? 1980, yes. One of the people involved in the incident, Sergeant Jim Peniston, said that when he touched the alien spacecraft, information was telepathically implanted into his brain. The next day, he wrote down the information that he claims was given to him by aliens. It was a 16-page, you should see this too, it's interesting, a 16-page list of binary code that seemed indecipherable. Decades later, however, the code was run through sophisticated computer software and deciphered to a list of very specific coordinated to certain spots in the Earth. One spot was the pyramids of Giza. Another was the Nazca lines in Peru. So this is exactly what you were saying. And one was the exact location where ancient cartographers, see, I can say it too, placed by Brazil. It could be a coincidence or it could be proof, as some theorists claim, that High Brazil really did exist. So okay. I think that's interesting.
Now, Nate said that about... No,
I know, exactly. I was going to say...
I just said that.
I just read that. Did you guys hear about
large
the big...
Large black rabbits.
The large big black bunnies. Did you guys hear about that? Sorry. That was one of my... I had that. I was like, dang it.
You were excited, weren't you?
Sorry. I was so excited to share that. That I totally ignored it. I really did not hear you say that. That's
I am looking on Google Maps.
Oh, yes.
And sort of aligning it with the old maps that show it.
Okay.
And there... I mean, there are like a couple land masses... underwater,
right?
That are roundish,
yeah, and that's
so
right.
It's like, oh, that's pretty cool.
I know,
but
I saw
they
those.
Don't align with where they place them on the map.
Right, exactly. That's what. Yeah,
some
people try to claim it does, but
not really. I mean, there's a shelf there that drops to deeper seas, but there's not like a round island.
Well, and that's why I was saying that if they have. It's, oh, well, people will say, well, it's not of this physical Earth. It's actually, you know, so that's why people get around that by explaining it through.
It's Rancor.
Voodoo.
Or what is it? Ragnarok.
There you go, right.
Coming through.
It's upside down.
Yeah.
Fraggle Rock? What'd you say?
Fraggle Rock.
Down a Fraggle Rock. We're talking Marvel Comics now and Thor.
So
I threw a little Star Wars in there because I said Rancor.
Oh, you did say Rancor.
Rancor.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to run into him.
I used to work for Rancor. No, I
Rancor. Yeah. Rancor. We make plumbing supply. You know, it does sound like
it does sound like
Rancor. But yeah.
As a technician, no, I wasn't.
Yeah. Sean was a technician at Rancor.
Rancor.
I burned that place down. It was my stapler.
Very stapler? Interesting topic. I had never heard of it until Sean. You know,
yeah,
when you throw stuff out like that, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna check this out.
This is ridiculous.
And I'm like, what's he making up? No, and I thought
it's interesting, though, isn't it?
Very interesting.
It really is.
Oh, it's that whole mystical thing. Like,
good job, Sean.
King Arthur and Camelot.
Yeah, right.
Merlin.
There's got to be something there because all these different, you know, the guys that made the maps, and then I mean, there's got to be something someone's seen at some point that's physically real. Or
could
maybe
this be Avalon, right? Who knows?
It's a biomass UFO that comes to visit.
Maybe.
There's so many.
Because they've mentioned
things.
That. They've mentioned the UFO alien type thing. Where it's
maybe it's where we go when we dream, right? Trying to figure that out, too.
They're trying to, what do they call it? Terraform.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a whole other episode.
Yeah. I wonder if, if we went there. Coming off of our last middle-aged mini, the Island of the Dolls. I wonder if there's any dolls there.
Maybe that's why
Don
stays
Julian, got there, yeah.
Don Julian. I love sounds it. Like I Godfather just, talk.
Don.
Don. Don Julian.
Guillermo.
No, for you, Guillermo.
Guillermo.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Yeah, so we'll definitely, Sean, you got that on the list.
I do.
Got, okay.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to maybe, though, take a little extra time. Just
yeah, right. A whole year.
Plan this one.
Maybe a year.
Yeah. Because we know Waverly didn't.
That's funny.
We saw it and it stayed there. We didn't like, wait, where'd it go? Yeah. So I like it.
You tell me Waverly doesn't disappear? It could.
Maybe.
I hope it doesn't
Maybe
disappear,
when we're not there, it does.
And then, yeah.
Anything else, guys, on the High
I think
Brazil?
We lost it.
I hope we have piqued
did you
your interest.
They also call Island of the Dead. Did you see that?
I don't think I did.
Somebody called. Yeah, well, I don't get it, though.
The spirit realm, right? I don't know.
Why would it? Yeah.
That I don't know. Yeah. Are we talking about the dolls? Or are we talking about
both?
Could be both.
Yeah,
could be a correlation there. No, they called.
Maybe the ley lines link up, right?
Yeah, ley lines. Thank you.
See.
High Brazil. I want to say Brazil. High Brazil.
Yeah. Man, it's weird to say because your brain goes different ways. Yeah.
Right.
But
yeah, they call it
but we just say, hi.
Hi. Hi, Brazil. Nate, why don't you take us out, brother?
All righty. Well, I guess you can say, hi, Brazil. Now it's bye, Brazil.
Oh.
That's a wrap.
That's good.
That's a wrap. Bye, Brazil.
Brazil.
We're going to change the name.
You like putting a P on it, don't you?
Yeah. That's all I got. Creepies, we want to thank you for listening to Middle Age Mini number 46 on Hi, Brazil. And we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.